Oh, darling, there you are. I was beginning to worry. But you're here now. What's wrong? You look worried. It's nothing to be worried about. You're with me and no one will hurt you here. You know I would kill anyone who tried. You know that you're very, very important to me. Why are you standing all the way over there? Come take a seat. Not there. Here. Next to me. You know I like having you close. Do you like being close to me, darling? Are you sure? You seem a little jumpy. Oh, don't worry. I'm here. I won't let anyone hurt you. You are so important to me. I don't think you quite know just how important you are. No, I don't think you do. I'm so glad you're here. It's been quite a trying day. It's been difficult. You see, my darling, it would appear that my organization has a rat. A rat, if you can believe it. Someone is betraying me. And that someone must be very, very brave or very, very stupid. Because I don't like being betrayed. I have been known to do all manner of awful things to those who betray me. Loyalty is important. Trust is important. No, no, no. When someone betrays me, just can't help what happens. Because it's not just a betrayal. It's a breaking of trust. Oh, that needs to be punished. That really, really needs to be punished. It's important to set an example, you see. Just in case anyone else has a few fleeting thoughts of talking to the police, of snitching. Sometimes I feel like I can't trust anyone but you, darling. Even my most loyal lieutenants. Sometimes I wonder if they'll sell me out. That they might betray me, but oh, when it comes to you, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry that you'll talk to the police. I don't have to worry that you'll betray me. Because you would never do that. Because you told me that you love me. And for the first time in my life, I believe the words. When you say it, I believe it. When you look at me, I feel it. When you kiss me, I feel loved. Oh no, you would never, ever betray me. No matter what the police had on you. No matter what the police had on your sister. No matter what threats they were making. You would never, ever betray me, would you? Don't say anything, don't lie, don't lie. Anyone else would be dead. Anyone else would have suffered. You know what I do to people who betray me. You know what happens to snitches. Oh, but you. I understand. I do. I understand. Family is important. You were just protecting your sister. You felt like you didn't have a choice. You did. You did have a choice. You could have come to me. I would have protected her. Your family is my family. But you didn't. You didn't. I don't blame you. The cops are insidious and... You didn't grow up in this life. You don't know the rules. You wouldn't even be in this position if it wasn't for me. If you weren't in love with me. And I appreciate that you were selective about what you told them. But you did talk to them. You did betray me. You did break my trust. No. I won't lie to you. I am hurt. I am devastated. And anyone else would be feeling the edge of my temper. Anyone else would be feeling the weight of their actions, and that weight would be smothering. But you, I can't do that to you. And I hate that that makes me so weak. I hate that you make me weak. And I hate that you put me here. You put me in this place, this horrible place where I am just forced to be so honest with myself. I would do anything for you. I would do anything. I would forgive you anything. I would let you make me look like a fool. I would let you make me look weak. I would let you do anything. Because I love you so, so much. I didn't know how much until you did what you did. And I don't think you knew before this moment. You knew that I would kill for you. Of course you knew that. Because I have done. But you didn't know that I would undo myself for you. That I would forgive you despite everything that I am. Everything that I have built. Everything that I have achieved. But now you do. You are my weakness. You are my Achilles heel, and that is a dangerous thing to have in the world I live in. Darling, I need you to make a choice. I need you to make a decision. Because I love you, I really, really love you, but I can't be weak. And as long as you have one foot in that world and one foot in my world, I'll be weak, I'll be vulnerable, I will be in danger. You've offered in the past to step into the shadows with me, and I never wanted you to. That's a lie. I wanted you to. I want you here with me. But I didn't feel like I could ask you that. But now I am asking you. I'm asking you to give yourself to me completely, to live in my world. Let me look after you. Let me protect you. Let me stop this happening ever again. They used you. They exploited you. And no one does that to the people I love. I say people, but it's just you. It's just you. You're the only one that I would ever forgive this betrayal. Because the thought of not, I can't even. Don't worry about your sister. I'll take care of her. I'll take care of everything. I just need you. I love you. I love you so, so much. So, darling, do you love me? Do you love me enough to? Are you sure? Because my world is dark and bloody and violent. But none of that will touch you. I will do everything I can to look after you, to protect you. And believe me when I say that I can move mountains. The cops who threatened your sister. The cops who played. So cruel they were of your loyalties. Their suffering. They're feeling the weight of their actions. Do you love me? You do. You do. Then never again. Never again. I'll take care of you. But I need. I just need you. I just. Need you. Welcome to my world. It's dark. Bloody. Violent. But oh, it's my world. And you're mine. I will never let anyone hurt you ever. Please don't hurt me again. Please don't betray me. I know, but please. Please. You're my only weakness. You are my Achilles.